Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Oregon Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I know it is still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I would definitely vote.
Thank you. Just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
Does it matter?
It's okay, don't worry.
Is?
It's just for statistical purposes.
I've done some surveys before, and when I tell them my age, they tell me they don't want my opinion.
Understand.
But I'll tell you.
And just to be sure. Thank you so much. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
White.
Thank you so much. And, well, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can use any number. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Let's just start with Janelle Bynum. From 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you?
50.
Thank you. What about Jamie McLeod Skinner?
50.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a couple, a few weeks away, but if May 1st, 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Probably Janelle.
Thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
On the TV.
Okay. And would you say it's a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Thank you, ma'am. And did what you read, see, or heard about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress?
I would say probably more.
Okay. Somewhat more, you say. And what makes you more likely to support her? Can you tell it in your own words?
Oh, she seems like a real person.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And let me ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, gosh. well, I'm pretty old, so probably, let's see, 1980.
And what was the last grade that you complete?
Oh, well, I have a college degree.
Thank you so much. And are you married or married, living with partner, single, separated, or divorced or widowed?
I'm a widow.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
A suburban.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care, man. Bye.